Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow. Tonight I'm joined by Laura, and Laura has had alien encounters for a large majority of her life. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Cade. How are you going?
I'm very good. You've been on the radar for a long time, and it's finally happened. You've decided to come on the show because you've teased me for the longest time out of, I think, almost episode two. You've teased me with saying, I have a story that I need to tell, but I'm just not ready. And you're ready now.
I am ready.
So tell us about these alien encounters that you've had I wouldn't say your entire life, but you've had it for a large majority of your life. Is that right?
Yeah. So it pretty much started, I had a friend who wanted to get into Reiki. So we did a Reiki course. Yeah, about bordering 4 years ago, I was painting. So I stay up late painting most nights because that's when the kids go to bed. I'd packed everything away, cleaned all my brushes. So at this stage, I had completed my Reiki 1 and 2 certifications with my friend. I had literally just sat down in bed and I heard footsteps coming down our hallway. Thinking it was our 3-year-old son, I called out to him, no response. Next thing, 7 beings walked. I can only describe them as beings, walked through my door. They were blue. They were not gray. They were chattering. So it wasn't English. It was no language I had heard of before. It was just a chattering. And then all of a sudden it was clear and it was English. It was the most strangest thing. There were 2 beings that went down the foot of the bed, and they were wearing white lab coats, which I know sounds really crazy. And there was another taller being who, it felt like she, not that she had any discernible features, but her energy was feminine. She came and stood beside me on my left-hand side, and she took my hand, and I heard incredibly clearly in my head, "We're not here to harm you," because I was absolutely freaking out. It's not like I wasn't terrified, but I could not believe what I was seeing and what was happening. And the strangest thing about it, it was like I can only describe it as like time was split. It was or like with the old projectors with the clear slides, like one on top of each other, I could see my husband asleep beside me and our two cats curled up in the middle. But then there was me and them. It was just the craziest thing. I honestly cannot explain the feeling. It was just crazy. Anyway, so I just kept telling myself that it just wasn't possible that what was happening, and I was running through my mind, you know, maybe I'm really tired, maybe I'm not really awake. But no, I was definitely awake. So I literally just pulled the sheet up over my head, rolled over, and just went, nah, it's not happening. And literally I blacked out. So I don't remember going to sleep. I don't remember anything apart from rolling over and black.
Did you black out because of fear, or do you think there was some external source that did that to you?
I believe it was an external source. I don't believe I blanked out, only because just a feeling. I mean, I was awake and then bam, nothing. It was just, yeah, I don't know, just a crazy experience. And that kind of kick-started then multiple experiences and memories from when I was a child.
Oh, right. So, okay, so this happened to you 4 years ago, and then this was kind of like a catalyst for your memory to start opening up about previous experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, previous to that, I had absolutely zero interest in UFOs or aliens. I was actually, I did used to have a reoccurring dream of the same UFO coming to get me. It was the same dream. So I would be in my room, in my bed, and I would see through my window the same UFO coming to get me. And that was it. That was a dream. But the fear in that dream was just off the scales. Like, I was terrified, and I knew they knew where I was. No matter where I hid, I knew they knew. But, you know, I mean, as a kid and even as a teenager, it was just like, well, it's just a dream. Because I would wake up and it's like, okay, that was just a dream. But then once I had this experience, it was like, well, was it?
Yeah, that really would make you ask a lot of questions about those dreams and any kind of thoughts that you ever had like that when you were younger.
No, exactly. And my mum told me that I used to sleepwalk a lot when I was younger. I haven't sleepwalked in many, many years. But as a child, she would find me outside our house. It was all deadlocked, and she could never, ever figure out how I managed to get outside of a deadlocked house.
And was the house still deadlocked when you were outside?
The house was still deadlocked.
Oh, that's
creepy.
She
could never figure it out. And I obviously have absolutely zero memories. I mean, I remember waking up in the yard occasionally and not knowing how I got there. I'd just be in the backyard. And then I'd go and knock on the door and Mum would let me in. But absolutely no recollection whatsoever.
That's a scary thought, because with this encounter with these seven beings and the unlocking these memories, do you think that you've been taken from a young age?
I suspect so, yes. Once again, I'm still skeptical, which I suppose isn't a bad thing. I'm not, you know, readily believing everything and saying, yes, you know, definitely I was abducted from a child. I think it's definitely the experiences are interesting, and I do think they're linked. But I'm still not willing to say, you know, yes, I've been abducted since a child. Maybe in time I will accept it as such, but I just, like, you know, when stuff like this happens to you, it's really hard to process, to be quite honest.
I completely understand that, because, and I think it's a really good mindset to have as well, because it's so easy to lean in on this and go, yeah, I was 100% taken when I was a kid, and this leads to A, B, and C happening throughout my life. And I really do applaud you for having the ability to really take that stance on it and say, look, I don't know. I don't know if I was taken as a kid. I could have been, but I'm not saying I was.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've you know, once you kind of get into the whole UFO alien abduction, you know, genre, there are so many stories like that. And I'm not saying that they're false or made up, but you read some and you think, well, you know, was it not? But then everyone's experience is so unique to themselves anyway. It's, you know, anyway, so moving on, I'd also like to just to discuss, so after the experience 4 years ago, it also led into my son having experiences, which I do believe are also linked.
Just before we get into your son's encounters there,
yep.
Can I just ask you a couple of questions about the seven beings that you saw? Because
yeah, of course you can.
It's amazing that you saw blue aliens, because I've never heard of anyone else having an encounter with blue aliens, because what I really, really like about this is the fact that you're not really, I guess, a suspect of pop culture here, because you weren't really a fan of this type of stuff. You know, you weren't leaning into it saying, yeah, aliens are great, aliens are this. You had no interest in them. So to touch on that point of you saying, you know, some people could be having these fake encounters or making it up, and saying, you know, there's that connecting tissue that, you know, oh, they're greys or something like that. I really, really appreciate the fact that, you know, you come out and say that the aliens that you saw are completely different from anything else, because I think that gives a lot of credence to this encounter, because it's not the stereotypical alien that people have in their minds.
No, like they were like an indigo, sort of a blue, and they were quite, apart from the one female that was taller than the rest of them, they would have been about like the same height as my son. So he was 3, almost 4 when it happened, and they would have been about his height, which was really strange. They were like little, you know, little children coming into the room, but obviously weren't little children. And they were definitely like that indigo, like purpley blue color. Still had the almond eyes. They had the big almond eyes like the greys. No, as I said, no like discernible features to say they were male or female, except the taller female. I mean, she had just the energy coming from her was feminine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything else that I can. I mean, the two down the end, it was what struck me as really strange is that it was almost like they both had white lab. I mean, they were like white lab coats they were wearing, and it almost felt like, because one of them was holding, like, it sounds really funny, but he was holding like a clipboard, and it was like they were there to check on me. It was really strange.
It's such a unique encounter. I genuinely love it, because, you know, it doesn't sound like there was anything negative with it or anything like that. And another interesting thing that you've mentioned is that you kind of went into this like split timeline where you could see your husband sleeping, but everything that was happening to you was happening in real time.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was even hearing myself say that, I know it sounds strange, but that's just how it felt. It felt like I was witnessing two timelines. It was, I knew I was there in the bed, but then I was thinking, well, am I? You know, I could see it, but then I could see this different realm with me and them. It was, yeah, so hard to describe, but that's just how it felt.
Could you see your body laying there like you were having an out-of-body experience?
No, so it was physically me. Like, I was there. I was, you know, it wasn't like I was asleep in the bed, or like I knew I was sitting up in bed and I was me. But I just kept thinking, how is this even possible? Like, that's how awake I was. I was just like, this cannot be happening.
Yeah, yeah. What was your husband's? Did you ever talk to your husband about this?
I did.
What's?
And he is quite alien obsessed and was quite jealous that it happened to me and not him.
That is great. That is great. I love that. I love that.
Because so he loves all of those movies, all of those shows, and he was like, that's just not right. But as a side thing, I mean, he's not into the whole ghosty thing, alien thing. I mean, apart from the movies, that's as far as it goes with him. He doesn't read people's experiences or anything like that. But no, he was just like, that's really unfair.
Yeah, wow, that really was not what I was expecting when it came to that, because I was either expecting him to maybe question what was going on, or for him to be kind of freaked out by it. But for him to be jealous of it, my mind has been blown.
It's a different situation when it comes to my son and how my husband thinks about that. He's not okay about that.
Yeah, do you want to go into that now? Sorry for cutting you off earlier, but
I wanted to ask you. Ask any questions and, jump in. So my son at the time was, he would have been, hang on, I'm just going back. So he's 9, he would have been going on 10. He came into the room after this is the morning after I saw the beings, and he just came in getting ready for school, and he just said, oh, you had visitors last night, Mum. And I said, what are you talking about? And he pointed out the window to the sky and said, they came and saw you. And I said, okay.
That would have put goosebumps on you, surely.
Yeah, it did. But at the time I was also in complete denial. I knew what I had seen, but I was in complete denial. It literally took me years to process. It was just water off a duck's back. I just went, oh, yeah, okay, cool, thanks, James. Go get ready for school. Then a few nights after that, just before I get into my son, it was probably about 2 or 3 nights later, I woke during the night to hear a hum. I do think it's connected to the experience. The hum was, I can't even describe it. The vibration of the hum went through everything. It was like, you can't even describe it. It was just this continuous hum. I got up, I thought maybe I'd left something on, maybe there was a crane or something, because we're close to the train tracks, nothing outside, no cars around. It was bizarre. So I just went back, back to bed, back to sleep. So that was strange.
Did you ever make a connection between the two?
Later on, yes. At the time, no. I just woke really annoyed and thought, what the hell's going on? Because it was, as I said, the hum just went through everything. It was really hard to describe, but just a continuous low vibrational hum. So at the time, yeah, no. Later, yes, I do think it was linked, because it only happened a few nights after I saw them. And then after reading into it, reading other people's experiences, I thought it was only then that I kind of put the two together and thought, okay, well, maybe it's connected. Maybe, they were still there. But once again, I don't know. I'm theorizing.
And it's a good thing, because I do hear of these types of noises being around when there's, say, an abduction happening, or if there's, hypothetically a UFO over your house. It's kind of like the frequency is just solely focused on you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I've read the same thing. So possibly, yes, the two were linked. As I said, more so because it happened such, just a few days afterwards, I would be, more hazard a guess that, yes, they were, it was just one and the same, that they were still hanging around. But back on to my son. So after he told me that, nothing else really happened for quite a while. But then one morning he awoke with a bleeding nose. And after we stopped that, he went and got changed, and he came into me and he said, oh, Mum, I've got some strange bruises on him. And I swear to God, I took photos of it, but I've gone through all of my albums on the computer and I cannot for the life of me find the photo.
Really?
But it was, which is really strange, because I know I took photos of it. But they were too, perfect little triangles on the left side of his chest. like at the time, I just thought, okay, did he fall out of bed? Did the cat jump on him? Did he, you know, did he lie weird with his hand? But I mean, this, and even he knew that it was strange. He had nothing else, like no other markings, no bruising. It was just these two triangle bruises on his chest, like an inch apart, and the bleeding nose. Strangely enough, the night before I had had a dream about just seeing lights in the sky. So I did think that was a, you know, a bit of a coincidence. After that, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that it's, I wonder if you have some type of, I don't know what the word I'm really looking for is, but like if you're sensitive to this and you can sense that, so maybe that's why you're dreaming about that.
Possibly. Look, apart from, you know, the same nightmare I had since a child, I'd never even had dreams about them before. And then once I had that experience, it just kickstarted a whole, you know, plethora of things happened, still happen. It's crazy. I mean, it really is.
So what are some of the other things that are happening since, I guess, this can of worms has been opened for you? And now a quick word from our sponsor. Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month.
Yep. So leading on from my son's bruising, at the time I did dismiss it because I was still in denial. I was like starting to write things down and take more note of it. But it wasn't until it was about 3 months later, I woke with exactly the same bruises in exactly the same spot. And that was, that actually freaked me out. I was just, I still remember seeing it and just going, this just, you know, this isn't happening. And I did show my son, and he's completely like, he, my son's special in the way that, so he's seen ghosts and said some pretty crazy things about his past lives ever since he was little.
Oh, really? So,
yeah, so that's another episode. But he has just said amazing stuff, and stuff that's been validated by some archaeologists and stuff we had a chat to when we lived in the UK for a couple of years. So he's never been scared at all by the experiences or what he sees. Maybe he's used to seeing it and so it doesn't freak him out, whereas for me, not having that interest or seeing those sort of beings, you know, it's just harder for my adult brain to accept it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not your norm. So
no.
It's, you know, that's something that would genuinely just freak you out. But if your son has been seeing these types of things his entire life, and that would just be second nature to him.
No, exactly. For him, it's, you know, it's nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, I've seen ghosts, but, you know, they look like you and me. They're people. They're not, I mean, my son has described seeing like an orange being in our house, which I think I had a chat to someone on the forum, like on Facebook, sorry. And she had a similar experience. So it was just this orange man, and he told my son, I'm from the constellation Gross. Now, at the time, James was only 10. I didn't know about any of the constellations except, you know, Leo and Cancer and Scorpio. So I jumped on Google, and sure enough, exactly what he described and the star system, you know, exists. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I just was just like, wow, you know, that's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's – it's – it. It's not made up then, you know, like there's some source of information that goes from, with that.
No, like I, when I did start talking to people about it and they said to me, oh, but you know, they're just kids and they make it up. And I'm like, no, but you know, when, like, you know, when your kids are, you know, telling porkies, I mean, you know your kids, and my son absolutely had no reason out of the blue to say that sort of stuff. And I mean, he doesn't even talk about it to his mates because he knows that he's very different.
So he's quite self-aware of all that stuff then?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, so he's a special kid.
Absolutely, definitely sounds like it. Sounds like there's like a level of maturity that's well beyond his years there too.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. No, he told me when he was very young, so he'd only just started talking, and he said, Mummy, they sent me here to wake you up. And that at the time, that was just crazy, because when I had shut down, so I had a lot of, as a side note, I dealt with a lot of psychic stuff as a child. Like, I used to be visited by ghosts. I could tell you who was going to call on the phone. I'd answer questions before asked, just a whole plethora of stuff. And I had absolutely no support. My parents just called me crazy and told me to keep quiet. It wasn't accepted in the schooling system back then. So even my friends were just like, you know, crazy Laura. So I got to 15 and I just said, I can't handle this anymore, and completely closed down. And then when I fell pregnant with James, it just opened a can of worms. Like, everything just started again. And when I had him, we brought him home. It was the first night we brought him home from the hospital, and his baby monitor was going off. We'd been given toys, and they had, Kate, they did not even have batteries in them, and they were going off.
Oh, you're joking. That is way too spooky. Especially the first night home from the hospital, because I know how hard that is. And to have that going off on top of a newborn, that's too much.
Yeah, and my husband at the time, I mean, he was just like, you know, what the hell is going on? It happened from day one, pretty much. So I knew there was something, you know, with James. But the link with the whole alien UFO thing is that he started drawing these geometric symbols ever since my encounter, which, you know, I mean, I don't even know what they are, to be honest. I've got no idea. He just draws it and says that he sees it in his head and that they're for me. So he draws it and passes it on to me. He generally doesn't have any idea what they're for or what they indicate or where they're from. But a lot of the symbols, especially lately, it's obvious they're coming from the same source because they're so similar in their nature, whereas some of the other geometric drawings he's done are very, very different, which, again, it's, you know, you can tell he's not making it up because they are. Some of them are so different and really geometric.
Yeah, and you've actually sent me a copy of these images, and if it's okay with you, are you all right with me putting these up on the website with this episode?
No. Absolutely. Yep. No, you can post them up and I can always add to it as well, because I've got some recent ones that are, he never ever usually draws the same symbol twice, but just lately, as in the last couple of weeks, it's the same symbol, which he doesn't know why, but he's never done it before, so that's strange.
Yeah, they're very, very interesting little sketches, because they have this very, I would say, mechanical look to them. You know, there's something about them that makes me think, are they kind of like an electrical diagram? Is there something else to them that makes them maybe something that could be built or something like that? There's just, I don't know, I get this feeling about them.
Yeah, no, look, I agree. And I've looked, because one of the symbols, I thought it just reminded me of a crop circle. I mean, I can't find any. I can see things that are similar to crop circles, but it's like, it's just, yeah, there's like a familiarity about some of the symbols. But once again, like, he only started drawing this since I was visited. So I definitely think it's all connected. I just have no idea why or what they're for. Or
yeah, they're interesting. They're very, very fascinating. And for anyone listening, make sure you jump into the show notes and click on the link, because someone out there might be having very, very similar drawings given to them by their children.
No, well, yeah, exactly. But also, if anyone, has seen them before or they look familiar, like I would, and even if they're getting different symbols, I would just love to hear from anyone that has, similar experiences, really.
Yeah. It's definitely worth checking out, and definitely get in touch with each other, because it would be fantastic. But one of the things that I'm really interested here is it almost looks like you've been given a diagram for time travel.
Yeah, so I was just about to start talking about that. So I had a dream. This is after the experience, pretty recent actually, probably maybe 12 months ago, 12, 18 months ago. I had a really, really vivid dream that I was in like a softly lit room, and there was a being. So it was just me in the room, and then there was this being standing in front of me, and he had like it was fully like 4D, 5D hologram diagram. And at the time, like, I had absolutely no idea what it was, but funnily enough, I had been thinking about my experience a few nights prior and how it seemed like time was split. And I was asking in my head, how is it possible? How is it possible to split time? So I was actually, I had questions about time going through my head. And anyway, it was so vivid, the dream, that I was able to draw the diagram as soon as I woke up. And I showed my husband, and he's like, that's, I've seen that somewhere. It looks familiar, because he's got a mathematical side. And we did some research, and it's almost identical to Einstein's light cone theory.
Is it really?
Yeah, except for the diagram that I was shown, they showed Earth in the middle, whereas Einstein's theory is like it's an observer, so like a person in the middle, and then you go forward and backwards in time. I mean, you can really go down the rabbit hole when you look into it.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite rabbit holes to go down to, because I'm such a big fan of, I guess, all the different theories that go with time travel. It's just, it's a really, really fun topic.
Yeah, and when I thought about it, I thought, well, that's, wow, okay, is it possible? Look, I do think it's possible. I mean, when you have an experience like that and you hear other people's experiences, I mean, I don't see why it couldn't be possible.
Exactly. And I mean, the experience that you had where it kind of seemed like there was two realms of time going on at the same time, it's definitely interesting. And, it kind of makes you think, like, people who go into the astral realm and things like that, could that just be a different time slip that you're in?
No, exactly. It's the same with missing time. I mean, people, feel like they've been missing for, sometimes days, but in reality it's not, or it's the opposite way around. So yeah, I definitely think it's possible.
So your life is obviously being turned upside down by these types of encounters.
Yep, absolutely.
How do you think your son's going to continue to go on with the abilities or the skills or the knowledge that he has?
Because he's grown up with it, and I suppose I do need to do another episode to give his background, because he's been talking about not aliens per se, but his past lives and talking to ghosts ever since he was little. He's also speaks to animals, and he tells me that he can talk to crystal. Like, I know this sounds really insane, but I mean, he's been doing this since he was a kid. And I absolutely have no reason to think he's making it up or lying. He doesn't know any different. I know he knows that he's different, and that there's not, in his group of friends, there's no one like him. So he won't readily talk about it. And when he did once last year, the his friend's mother called him the devil. So that didn't go down too well. And oh, wow. He was quite depressed for a little while. So he won't readily talk about it to just anyone.
And that's fair enough. I mean, it's hard enough for adults to talk about it. And, you know, we all know kids can be cruel. So it would be incredibly tough for him to open up and talk about this to anyone else apart from, you know, say yourself or his dad.
No, exactly. And I mean, occasionally when you're sitting down, like he will talk about it to people, or if I ask him a question, he'll, because he sees people's, if you believe in that sort of thing, he does see people's spirit guides. And when my mum, we lost a dog who we were very close to 2 years ago, and I was really upset about it. And he said, "Don't worry, Mum." He said, "Her guide came down and took her. She's okay." And it was really nice because, I mean, pets are part of your family. I've always seen them as part of the family. It was just nice knowing that, you know, she had an angel or a guide that came and took her.
That kind of answers the age-old question of do all dogs go to heaven? And that's kind of like, yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, exactly. It was just the nicest thing to hear. And he saw that. He was fine. He was, you know, he wasn't really upset. He's like, "She's okay, Mum, you know. She's not alone. They came, you know, her guide came and took her away. She's happy. She's okay."
It just seems so incredible that your child has, I guess, like the articulation to say these types of things at the age that he was.
Yeah, definitely. But once again, I mean, for me, it's not kind of out of the ordinary, only because he did tell me of, I mean, when we were in England, we moved over there when he was 5, and he told me at about the age of 6 about how he didn't know it at the time, he just described it, but he was a Roman soldier in a Legion army, and he was besieged by, he called them, men with short knives and covered in bear skin, and he was killed.
Wow. As a past life.
Yep, and he said, "It hurt, Mum. They stabbed me in the back, and it really hurt, and I died."
Wow.
Yeah, and then a couple of years later, he told me about how he was shot in World War II, and completely, you know, no pauses, no. It was really, you know, nonchalant, just telling me this story. "Oh yeah, and we were here, and this is what happened, and yeah, I was shot in the back."
That's incredible.
Okay.
I tell you what, as a mom, you have a really tough job with that kid, I swear.
Yeah, that's why if people doubt past lives, no way. And I mean, stuff that can be validated. I mean, we actually looked into his Roman, how he described what happened to him in the Roman Legion, and everything points to, I mean, it was just fact and stuff that he couldn't have possibly have known. I mean, he wasn't even interested in Romans or, you know, so it's not like he watched a TV show and had a dream about it, or so he had no outward influences, so to speak.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, it's quite interesting. But Laura, it's been absolutely fascinating talking to you. What do you think these beings are? Like the ones that visited you right at the start of our discussion here, the 7 beings that you saw, the potential other beings that you've encountered throughout your life. What do you think they are? Do you think they're from somewhere else? Do you think they might be I guess a question that I would have for you, and I guess this really doesn't hold a lot of context for maybe the listeners, but you have a very, very prolific paranormal background. And I guess one of the questions I want to ask you is, do you think that potentially that these could be demonic figures in your life?
No, only because that's not like the energy. I say energy, like people, animals, you know, plants, everything has an energy, and the energy that these beings projected was non-threatening. I've definitely walked into places and have walked backwards because it has just felt wrong or off. But these beings definitely, I'm not saying that they're, I mean, I think there's good and bad, and I'm sure there are probably nasty ones out there, but the ones that I've come across have been, you know, I haven't felt threatened at all.
And where do you think they're from? Do you think they're like otherworldly beings?
Look, I've got to be honest, I don't know. They have a different energy to spirits like ghosts. So I think they're definitely otherworldly, but to be honest, like, I don't know. Would I say they're from outer space? Yes, maybe. But then my son says, Mum, there's universes and universes. You know, there's not just one universe, it's infinite. And it's like, well, okay, well.
There might
that
be.
That opens. That's a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, it really is. It really is because, you know, you open up that hole. That's another rabbit hole, you know? It's dimensions.
Exactly.
How far do you go down
Absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. Exactly. And just, as I said, some of the stuff that he's said, some of the stuff that, you know, I've seen, it's just like, well, you know, I think it is possible. And I don't think it should just be, you know, people that go, oh, no, you know, rubbish. It's just the one universe. Well, is it? We don't know. I mean, we don't even have the technology that can see that far. So I definitely think it's possible.
Yeah, and I'm with you. The universe is such a crazy and wonderful thing that I almost think everything is a possibility. You know, it's just we got to find it.
No, exactly. And I think, you know, it is a bit ignorant of us saying, you know, no, it's just Earth. It's just us here. I don't think that's the case. I definitely think there's other life out there.
Yeah, we are surely not that special.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Laura, it has been absolutely fascinating talking to you tonight. I thank you. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show because that first encounter really, really threw me. I cannot believe that your husband is jealous that you had such a fascinating encounter with seven blue beans. It threw me. That's all I can say.
No, thank you for, you know, giving me a platform to actually talk about it because, as I said, it has taken me years to accept it, but I thought, you know what, if I can help someone else to come out or for someone else to talk about it because it does actually feel better talking to people about it because you're not crazy.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe, and you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.